Joining us now is by phone, State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Senator, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Other than the Maverick loss and the championship on the Frozen Four, it was really good.
Yeah, they had a wonderful season. I was rooting for them, too, and, well, sometimes you come up short. But
They played really good up till the third period, and then they fell apart.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some talk. First of all, the session is officially on break right now. You're not at your office in St. Paul, are you?
No, I'm actually in my office in Mankato today. We have this week off for our Easter Passover break.
Let's talk about what you got done, because that is that Easter break is kind of a big milestone as far as the legislative session goes. All the bills that need to be introduced and everything have worked their way through right now, so we're going to head into the home stretch after that. First of all, let's talk about some of those bills that you have been working on, and the Senate start off with the tax bill.
You know, the tax bill is probably the one that got the most attention. We worked pretty hard on this tax bill. It's giving back to Minnesotans. You know, we talk about the inflation. I don't know how many people talked about eggs over the weekend, how expensive eggs have gotten. But the total would be $8.43 billion back to the taxpayers. So this would be, dollar-wise, the largest permanent state tax relief ever for Minnesota.
Wow, that is a big bill, and that will not, I'm sure, the Senate version is not going to pass the House. Any idea? I mean, the two sides just seem very far apart when it comes to the tax bill.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jeff. And, you know, we lower that first tier, meaning the lowest level of taxes, you know, is higher than a third of the country. So our lowest tax bracket is higher than about a third of the country's highest tax bracket.
Wow.
And, you know, so we're behind states like New York, New Jersey, California, and a couple others. So we're one of the highest tax states. And everybody can say about our standard of living, which I enjoy it here. That's why I live here. But we can enjoy it and have a high standard of living without being taxed so much. And I think right now, especially during this high inflation period that we've experienced this last year and a half, people need to keep more of what they've earned so they can afford to buy gas and food. Everything costs so much more lately. But in this tax bill, it eliminates that Social Security tax, too. So we've tried twice before, and this being the sixth year I've been in there, to eliminate that Social Security tax. We do it in this bill, which will really help those on fixed incomes. It also has provision in there that they call it portability on the estate tax. So it allowed like the surviving spouse to transfer the amount of the deceased spouse unused estate tax and move it over. It's a federal conformity thing. And it isn't a big deal for most of us, but it is for those few people that fall in that category. I think it's a overall real comprehensive tax bill. So just to give people an idea, if you're married, couple dependents, you got $70,000 in income, your first tier tax reduction would be $1,888. And with this new tax bill, it would drop $1,000. So you save almost half of it. And that's ongoing. So every year after. Now, so I think it'll really help people.
That sounds good, but is that sustainable in the long run?
Well, we've increased our budget, 5-7% every year. We spend more and more and more. And, I think at our expense. And now that we're seeing this, I call it hyperinflation, or very high inflation right now. You know, I think families need to keep more of what they're working for. You know, cars, houses, our health insurance, food, everything costs so much. So why not give it back to the people that need it and the people that are working to pay into that?
We're talking with State Senator Rich Dreheim. Senator, as we had mentioned, deadlines have come and passed, and now it's going to be a lot of working committees and conference committees and such. What's been this week? What have you been working on in your committee assignments?
Well, not in my committee assignment, but probably the biggest thing that's come up that affects, you know, a lot of the rural places is this bird flu. And, you know, with Easter right around the corner here this weekend, eggs, you know, like I said, I had a lot of people say they were surprised how expensive eggs got. So we have another, what most of us call bird flu, throughout the state and spreading every week to new counties. And I know Le Sueur County, I think, had 22,000 birds affected, my home county. But well over a million birds have been destroyed, and most of them being turkeys or chickens. But, you know, we have a very fragile food system right now, with everything we've gone through with the supply chain issues, and then to have this happen is only going to make it worse. So we passed a bill earlier that would have helped for this, because we knew this was coming, but we couldn't get the House to do it. So we had a drought relief bill that had money in it for a new lab so they could work and identify strains, actually setting up a second lab for the Department of Ag. And then we had some money in there for emergency fund, which this would be. And unfortunately, the House didn't act on it. So this week we had an emergency bill that we ran through right away for $1 million to give more money for the Department of Ag to react to the situation, because they have to destroy all these birds. So you get one bird in the flock, and then they have to come in and destroy all the birds in the barn. So pretty tragic for those farmers.
Yeah, wow, that's, you know, you're talking operations that have, you know, thousands and thousands of birds there. Yeah, you're right. I went to the grocery store over the weekend. $4 for 12 eggs, a dozen eggs. Man, that is, I didn't think I'd see that price in my lifetime.
Me either. Yeah. Kind of crazy. It used to be the cheapest protein you could buy.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? Anything else that you'll be working on or doing this week?
Well, you know what? I have a bunch of meetings lined up for this week. Meeting with some trade groups. I have some mental health group that I'm meeting with on Wednesday afternoon. So we'll just keep on plugging away. And then one other thing I wanted to mention is, out of the Finance Committee this week, which every bill has to get through that has money attached, has to go to the Finance Committee before it goes to the floor. And probably the biggest one that I think made it through that really didn't get any attention was our transportation bill. And, you know, we have a pretty good comprehensive bill that, you know, focuses on roads and bridges without increasing the gas tax. And it secures federal funding. So there's a bunch of money that the feds put out. You know, you don't spend all that money without, on a federal level, without it trickling down to the states. But, you know, it has safe routes to school in there. And then it invests some money in the Jobs Act, which would help us get a whole bunch of federal money to build roads and bridges throughout the state. It has funding in it for the state patrol, for the helicopters and the airplane. So we, you know, mm-hmm. we rely on the state patrol as the last line of defense, more or less, to any emergency. So it could be transporting blood or organs in emergencies, or just reacting to something. And then DMV changes. You know, our driver's license, changes to that, to making sure more offices are open on a more consistent basis. A whole bunch of silly stuff that I'm sure most people don't care about, but it is important.
What's the total dollars amount on that transportation bill?
Well, we're hoping that we can get $5.7 billion from the feds by doing this. But I think our portion is like $280 million. And then we can leverage that to get more money, which is, I think, the more prudent way to do it, because the money is out there if we don't apply for it, another state will.
Yeah. All right. Well, Senator, thank you so much for taking some time and being with us today. Enjoy your, I guess, quote unquote, week off. I know you've got a lot of things lined up, as you'd mentioned. So enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. State Senator Rich Dreheim, you're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We've got Rich coming up in two with local news. Here's MNN.
Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. The Roseville police officer was shot in the face by a suspect Tuesday night. He's now recovering at home. Fellow officers, doctors, nurses, friends, and family line the streets as Officer Ryan Duxbury was discharged from Regents Hospital. Duxbury had a bullet removed from his neck Friday. The Roseville PD called it a great end to what has undoubtedly been a difficult week and said Ryan is a hero in all our eyes. State lawmakers are